The Truth News Network. The wisdom of the founders with the courage to speak the truth. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
Here's Dan Newman.
Part two of our very important series this week. It's up today. Let's just cut right to the chase. Medicare for all? It's a fraud. You know, it certainly sounds good. Get all your health care that comes with 100% coverage for everyone. There are no pre-existing condition exclusions, no deductibles, no copay, covers in-hospital treatments as well as outpatient treatments, dental, vision, and even covers pharmacy. That sounds too good to be true. Well, my mama used to say, if it sounds too good to be true, it ain't true. All of the hooey above is not true. Medicare for all is a fraud, folks. So we're going to dig into all the details. Before this show ends today, you're going to have facts in front of you. Very interesting things with which most intelligent people like to have when they make decisions, especially decisions as important as the health care of Americans. So, what's the real story? The United Kingdom has had national health care for as long as most remember. Heck, I'm 65. I can't remember a time in my life when they didn't have socialized medicine. Proponents for socialized health care, or Medicare for all, as it has been called in the U.S., point to the U.K. and their national health system, the NHS. It technically is single-payer health care in which the government foots the bill. Their system is failing. We'll get into exhaustive details of the imminent demise of that system in just a few moments. But first, let's talk about the health care systems, Medicare specifically, that the U.S. has now. In his 2016 bid for the Democrat Party's nomination for president, Senator Bernie Sanders, Democrat of Vermont, rolled out his Medicare for All plan as being free for Americans. How so? Eliminate private insurance.
You said in December that the only taxes you would raise on the middle class if you became president would be to fund your paid leave plan. But when you've released single-payer health care plans in the past or advocated for them, they did include taxes that would hit the middle class, not because you wanted to, but because they were necessary to pay for it.
Well, if you consider a Medicare premium as a tax, you know, that's true. Healthcare is expensive. But what we are doing, and this is a point, and it bothers me a little bit. Republicans often make this attack, and I'm hearing too much of it from the Clinton camp. We are eliminating private health insurance premiums. You're not going to have to pay any. So, yes, Medicare premiums will, in fact, be there for all people. But at the end of the day, the middle-class family getting rid of all private health insurance premiums will save thousands of dollars a year in their health care costs, and I think most people will be appreciative. The other point I want to make here, Jake, is, you know, the vision that we're fighting for here is one that went back to FDR, to Harry Truman. If Hillary Clinton were to say, look, this is a tough political fight, I agree with her. I'm not saying you're going to get this done the first 2 days of my presidency, but I think we can rally the American people around two principles. Health care should be a right of all people. We should not be paying far more per capita than other countries on health care. And that's the fight I'm prepared to wage.
Bernie Sanders, from his own mouth, tells us the way that national health care, whatever you're going to call it, Medicare for all, the way it can be paid for is very simple. Eliminate private insurance in the United States. What Americans need to understand is that under our current system, healthcare coverage is not free. The reason most people look at it and really like the concept of Medicare for all is they are being told it's going to save a bunch of money. Sound familiar? What about the Affordable Care Act? Remember Barack Obama's plan? The Affordable Care Act was going to save every family a minimum of $2,500 a year in premiums. And premiums have skyrocketed from the very beginning. in some cases, 3 and 4 times what they were before those families had to take the Affordable Care Act. What Bernie proposes is outlawing private insurance. Premiums are now paid by the insured or their employers. That would go away. But states under his plan, Americans save millions because they only have to pay for government health care premiums. 160 million people currently have private health care in America. Bernie Sanders, Medicare for All, takes that away. And let's segue right back to something very important to discuss. Medicare today is not free. I hate it when in money discussions, members of Congress in interviews say, we must cut entitlements. You've heard them say that a bunch. Most Americans, when the word entitlements is used, think of government handouts, welfare, food stamps, Medicaid, Medicare, etc. Of all those, Medicare is the one that is not free for its recipients. Medicare recipients pay for their Medicare coverage in 4 different ways. Listen closely. If you're not in the position right now where you need to understand this, you will someday. Listen to the facts. 4 ways that Medicare recipients today pay for their health care. First, from every paycheck received from an employer throughout one's professional career. A very small percentage, but a percentage, is deducted and paid to the federal government, along with an employer equal matched amount, to prepay to partially cover the cost of Medicare when that employee retires. That's way number one. Secondly, when that person becomes age eligible and enrolls in Medicare, there is a monthly or quarterly premium that must be paid by the enrollee. That would be the Medicare recipient. The amount of that premium is based on that person's previous year's personal income. That's called means tested. Currently, the minimum monthly premium for Medicare is about $120. Third of 4 ways that Medicare recipients pay for their coverage, there is an annual deductible that must be paid by the enrollee before Medicare payments kick in. It's not excessive, it's not much, but it still must be paid. Currently, it's approximately $180 a year. So in other words, every January 1, you have to start over again, just like you do now with your deductibles in your private insurance company. But now, you only have to pay the first $180 out of your pocket. And the fourth way, under Medicare Part B, which includes most services other than those received inpatient in a hospital, Medicare Part B only pays 80% of the approved cost of treatment for patients. The 20% leftover amount must be paid by the enrollee. And so what do they do? How do they handle that? Most purchase a supplemental insurance policy to cover that balance. And those supplemental insurance policies from private pay companies are not very expensive, but they've got to be paid. The bottom line, folks, Medicare is not free. And anyone that tells you Medicare for All is going to be free is flat out lying to you. Now, we're going to look at the United Kingdom's National Health Service. But U.S. Medicare for All proponents point to European countries as the models for American health care that supposedly dwarf the American health care system in quality, accessibility, and cost for its citizens. Let's look at it. Let's look at recent rating of the top 5 European healthcare systems. And please note, this information, this data I'm about to give you on the ratings comes from those governments in Europe. First, Denmark. Now, Denmark has a universal healthcare system that's financed primarily through income taxes. Danish citizens and European Union citizens are eligible to receive free medical treatment in Denmark. Officials in Denmark have gone through great effort to reduce bureaucracy in their system so that the majority of medical administration is done at the local level. The system is also broken up into 2 sectors. The primary is set for those with general health issues, and the hospital sector is for those requiring more specialized care. The second country in Europe? Norway. Norway has a mix of public and private health insurance, but the public system is much bigger, and it's a whole lot more popular. Like many of the countries on this list, citizens are entitled to free health care through a system financed through, guess what? Taxes. All hospitals and health facilities in Norway are owned by the central government. Think about that. Who owns the government? The citizens. The government owns all hospitals and health facilities in Norway, and they're managed on a regional level. As radical of an idea as that may seem to be to those reading in the United States, these facilities actually have a great deal of autonomy, so long as they operate within the budgetary restraints imposed on them by the government. Switzerland. The Swiss have a healthcare system that is very similar to the American system, much more so than the other countries. Their healthcare in Switzerland is not free. Instead, all residents are required by law to purchase a health insurance policy within 3 months of arriving in Switzerland. Insurers in Switzerland sell a standardized form of basic insurance that covers a range of medical services. Companies aren't allowed to make a profit on selling those plans, but instead make money selling complementary insurance that covers more medical services. Swiss health insurance plans also require consumers to pay for at least part of their health cost in the form of a deductible or other fees. The Netherlands. The Dutch have a form of insurance-based universal health care in their country. Insurers are required by law to offer a basic government-defined health insurance plan to everybody who applies for it. Typically, the plan costs about 100 euros per month. That works out to be about 120 US dollars, with the insurance company optionally tacking on some extra administrative fees. Those buying Dutch health insurance have the option for extra supplemental insurance to cover more than just the basic plan. For this extra insurance, you're required to apply, and insurers can deny that application. And finishing out the top five is Sweden. Swedes enjoy a high-quality universal healthcare system. Their system has a yearly deductible of about 170, which is a little more than Medicare, but similar, for doctor's visits, but a $340 annual deductible for prescription drugs. Private health insurance does exist in Sweden, but it's not very common. Healthcare accounts for 9% of Sweden's gross domestic product, with the state paying for about 97% of the cost of healthcare, with the rest covered through deductibles. Primarily, the healthcare system is financed by, guess who? Taxpayers. Go figure. That leaves the biggie in the room, the one that we told you we would get into with exhaustive details, the United Kingdom's National Health Services. It's the mothership. The UK's National Health Service, which celebrates its 70th anniversary this year, is imploding. You're going to want to listen to this. You sit tight. We'll be right back. Complete details at Truth News Network.
Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media?
Worried about getting the truth? No worries anymore. Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network,
at truthnewsnet.org.
We may not be able to lower the cost of gas, but we can do something about how many miles you will drive per gallon. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and let us help you increase the performance of your car or truck. Simple things like replacing your air filter, changing worn-out spark plugs, and using fuel injector cleaner can add up to better fuel economy and big savings. There's an O'Reilly Auto Parts store close to you that has the name brands, low prices, and people who can help.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two and get one free. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner quickly cleans clogged injectors to increase fuel efficiency and help your vehicle run smooth. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner, buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly. Auto Parts. undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan spin-free news from the world.
TNN, the Truth News Network,
puts it all together for you every day
at truthnewsnet.org.
Medicare for All. Today we're discussing it, and we're proving to you that Medicare for All is a fraud. We're comparing it now to the United Kingdom's National Health Service. You know, we just listed the top five European countries' ratings of their healthcare systems. The NHS, the UK service, is not even in the top 15. Wow. But yet, that's the program that Bernie Sanders and others want the United States to enter into. You know why the UK's NHS didn't even make the top five? It actually fell into the bottom five. Vacancies for doctor and nurses positions have reached all-time highs. Patients are facing unimaginable waits for care as a result. In August of 2018, a record number of Britons suffered more than 12 hours in emergency rooms. In July, the share of cancer patients who waited more than 2 months to receive treatment soared. Yet, enthusiasm for government-run single-payer healthcare continues to build across the pond over here in the U.S. The latest Reuters poll shows that 70% of Americans now support Medicare for All. Virtually all the major candidates for the Democratic nomination for president in 2020 have come out in favor of banning private insurance coverage and implementing a single-payer system instead. But one objective look across the Atlantic to the disaster unfolding in the United Kingdom's government-run healthcare system ought to curb that enthusiasm a bit. And what we have always promised and what we have delivered here at Truth News Network are the facts. Here are the facts. The NHS has struggled to fully staff its hospitals and clinics since its inception all the way back in 1948. But today, the shortages are growing worse. 9% of physician posts are vacant. That's a shortfall of nearly 11,500 doctors. The NHS is also short 42,000 nurses. In the second quarter of 2018 alone, nurse vacancies increased by 17%. Meanwhile, in the U.S., nearly all states will have a surplus of nurses by 2030. It's not surprising that people don't want to work as nurses in Great Britain. It's a stressful job, long hours, terrible working conditions. Some NHS nurses are taking positions at supermarkets because stacking shelves comes with better hours, better benefits, and better pay, according to a report in the London Economic. Consider one nurse's letter explaining why she quit the profession. She described horrific working conditions. Medical professionals work 12-hour shifts with little time for necessities like bathroom breaks or eating. Managers felt they couldn't do anything to change unsafe conditions created by overcrowded hospitals. You cannot safely practice under such conditions, she wrote. Mistakes will be made, people will be harmed, some fatally. The shortage of providers has resulted in longer wait times for patients. In May of 2018, 4.3 million people in the United Kingdom were on waiting lists for surgery. Think about that, 4.3 million. That's a 10-year high. Adjusting for population, that would be like having everybody in the state of, Florida as an example, on waiting lists for surgery. Think about that. Roughly 3,500 British patients have been on hospital waiting list for more than a year. More than one in five British cancer patients waits longer than 2 months to begin treatment after receiving a referral from a general practitioner. You go to your general practitioner now, and you need to go to a specialist. They'll pick up the phone, their office, and they'll call the specialist office and book you an appointment. Very seldom do you have to wait more than a day or two, at the most, several days. Not so in the UK. In Scotland, fewer than 80% of patients receive needed diagnosis tests. That's like endoscopies, MRIs, CAT scans, and the like, within 3 months. Those delays are deadly, An analysis that covered just half of England's hospitals found that almost 30,000 patients died in the past year while waiting for treatment, an increase of 57% compared to just 5 years before in 2013. In some cases, the NHS has refused to provide treatment at all. In June of last year, NHS England said that it would discontinue coverage of 17 procedures, including tonsillectomies and knee arthroscopic scans for osteoarthritis patients. Even when patients receive treatment, the quality of care is poor. Patients in British hospitals are four times more likely to die than in U.S. hospitals. That's according to an analysis of outcomes from 2,000 similar surgeries conducted by researchers from University College London and Columbia University in New York. Among the more severely ill patients, the disparity was worse. The sickest Brits were 7 times more likely to die. It's no wonder that Britons who can afford private health insurance pay for it. About 10% of the population uses private coverage to help cover the cost of care delivered outside the NHS system, sometimes even given to them by NHS doctors. Notice that U.S. Democrat candidates for president in 2020 who have Medicare for All in their campaign commitments all demand all private insurance in the U.S. be banned. Wow. NHS defenders claim that the system's poor results are the inevitable result of underfunding. Yet spending on healthcare in the United Kingdom has more than doubled in the past 18 years after adjusting for inflation. The problem is one of supply and demand. Single-payer systems offer free care, so patients have no incentive to moderate their demand for care. But government cannot procure enough supply to meet that demand without bankrupting taxpayers. Government officials' only option is to ration care. Remember all the folks that laughed at Sarah Palin in 2008 when she ran for vice president, talking about universal health care and the shortage of care and that people would be selected if they were worthy or unworthy to receive treatment? That's happening right now in the United Kingdom. Now, they don't call them death panels, but there are a group of people who determine who is worthy to receive health care and who is not. It's called rationing care. Despite the failings of the NHS, Democrats in the United States still want to establish a single-payer system here. The Medicare for All bill, sponsored by Senator Bernie Sanders, would outlaw private insurance and funnel nearly all Americans into a one-size-fits-all, government-run health plan. That bill promises comprehensive medical, dental, even vision care, courtesy of who? John Q. Taxpayer. The total bill for those services? A cool $32 trillion over 10 years. Now let's put that $32 trillion in perspective for you. Next year, the federal government projects it'll take in $3.4 trillion in revenue. That's all the money that comes in through taxes and other income streams for the United States government. $3.4 trillion in revenue. So, Medicare for All's yearly tab is nearly equivalent to the federal government's entire annual tax take. In other words, every dollar that comes in, we got to spend it on Medicare for All. So let's put that in another way that makes it even easier to understand. The feds would have to essentially double tax revenue in order to keep operating at current levels and pay for Medicare for All. And that $32 trillion number, incidentally, came from one nonpartisan group, and it's been backed up almost exactly to the same dollar by another nonpartisan group. And then there's this. Whatever program has ever existed that the government has allocated money for, that it did not run extremely over budget. I could see a scenario where that $32 trillion over 10 years turns into $50 or $60 trillion. Wow. And Medicare for All's multi-trillion dollar cost estimate banks on bringing payments for healthcare providers down to the level paid by the existing Medicare program. That would represent a reduction of about 40% compared to private insurance rates. Such pay cuts are going to drive providers out of business. Doctors are going to bail, folks. Doctors, through decades, have made good income in the United States. You got to cut money to the guy that provides the services. And when you do that, they're going to be looking for other work. Medicare for All's proponents here in the U.S. say single-payer delivers high-quality, free care for everybody. That's such a great promise. Britain stuck on wait list, unable to secure the care that they need, would surely beg to differ. Think about that. Before I weigh in here with my two cents in summary, let's get a different perspective from talk show host Kennedy.
There is no doubt Senator Bernie Sanders is well-intentioned when he talks about the urgency in passing his Medicare for All bill, but the commie red blood that pulses through his good heart betrays this impossible plan that is nothing more than an expensive statist pipe dream. It's more like a pipe bomb that would blow up the economy with long-term irreversible damage. As we well know, you can't unring the bell of entitlement. The freedom-focused Mercatus Center did something Senator Sanders' office has not. They actually ran a cost-benefit analysis and found this sicko socialism would cost roughly $32.6 trillion over 10 years. Even if you doubled tax collections from individuals and corporations, yes, that means you'd be paying twice what you already do in taxes, that still doesn't cover the tab. My God, free health care is expensive. Sanders derided the findings as illegitimate and, quote, grossly misleading and biased because the Koch brothers have supported Mercatus in the past. So let's compare that study with the same analysis from a different, more left-leaning, Sanders-esque outfit, the Urban Institute. They came up with a vastly different projection, estimating the plan would only cost $32 trillion over 10 years. Oh, you mean it's the exact same malignant tumor no matter how you dissect it? Gee, it's odd how math works. Senator Sanders should pull his head out of his own dark utopian cavern and fiddle with an abacus once in a while. We know single payer doesn't work by turning to our sad veterans whose monolithic care was so cruelly rationed and withheld, many wilted and died waiting for treatment. And this was to a group of people who've served, many of whom fought for freedom, yet the government punched them in the sack while they waited in vain. Imagine how poorly the truly marginalized will be treated, to whom the country owes no debt, yet generations will slowly go in debt as grandma, innovation, and a once succulent talent pool are all left to die on the side of the road to single payer so Bernie Sanders can indulge his Scandinavia fetish. No, thank you. That's the memo.
Kennedy said it better than I ever could. So this summary is going to be brief. When considering Medicare for All, ask yourself these questions. Can we trust our government to manage our money? Should we trust our government to financially manage our healthcare system? Can we legitimately expect doctors in a single-payer healthcare system who have their compensation slashed as government employees to provide the same level of care as we currently receive? Do you want a Washington bureaucrat making a decision on your receiving or not receiving a heart bypass because you were too old or because you got to get in line and the line's too long? Or politicians who rave about the viability of single-payer health care really being honest? Why haven't any of them presented the statistical data as you heard here today to Americans? None of them, not a single one of them, have dared talk about the downfalls of a single-payer healthcare system. It's nirvana. You know, there are many unanswered questions that should be answered, and their answers given to us should be the priority for our national leaders. Why don't they do that? That's simple. They don't want Americans to know the truth. They are simply using Medicare for All as the cool talking point that sounds really good. Americans who are not armed with facts will want to vote them into office for more free stuff. You want facts? We are just now, after years of watching our own veterans who each volunteered their lives in combat for us to preserve our freedom, die from the inability of our current government health program to get around to seeing them. VA hospitals. Government does so many things better than the private sector, right? You want facts about a plan that will comfortably and cost-effectively plug the holes in our existing government-private healthcare partnership program? On July 19th and July 20th, back-to-back days of 2017, here at Truth News Network, we published that plan in two parts. Go back and take a look on the website. Go all the way back to July 19th, July 20th of 2017. It's called The Only Healthcare Plan That Will Work, Part 1 and Part 2. Complete details. It doesn't blow up the current system. It fixes the problems in the current system. And it doesn't cost Americans any more money. Medicare for All, especially under this government, the way it's currently structured and operated, will not work. And if implemented in the U.S., it will destroy our health care. You can count on it. That's a wrap, folks. Serious conversation today about serious matters. Thank you for being a part of this conversation. We're just getting cranked up for the week. Lots of important stuff ahead. We'll see you in our next chapter at truthnewsnet.org.
We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
truthnewsnet.org.